Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about the next wave in the banking crisis. Now, a shun of the bank is not the same as a run on the bank, but the effect can sometimes be the same. The latest bank to suffer from the banking crisis that erupted last year is a name that most people might not remember. New York Community Bancorp announced their year-end fiscal results and their fourth quarter results last week. The bank was the winning bidder in the auction to take over the assets of Signature Bank when it failed in the spring of 2023. Signature was the second bank to fail after Silicon Valley Bank. Now, New York Community Bancorp completed two acquisitions in less than a year. They bought Flagstar Bank in December of 22 and then Signature in the spring of 23. It took on nearly 40 branches that belonged to Signature Bank and $38 billion in assets from the FDIC. At the time, they trumpeted how good a deal they got on the assets. Well, they made a surprise announcement last week as part of their Q4 financials. Net charges totaled $185 million for the 3 months ended December 31st. The fourth quarter net charge was primarily related to two loans. First, they had a co-op loan with a unique feature that pre-funded capital expenditures. And although the borrower was not in default, the loan was transferred into the workout division and held for sale in the fourth quarter. They expect it to be sold in the first quarter of 2024. They also performed a review of other co-op loans and did not find any other loans with similar characteristics. And then the second was a charge associated with an office loan that went non-accrual in the third quarter based on an updated valuation. And given the impact of recent credit deterioration within the office portfolio, they determined it was prudent to increase the coverage ratio. Together, these two loans accounted for the bulk of the $185 million net charge that they took during the fourth quarter. Now, the bank has been punished in the market ever since the earnings announcement last week. The stock of the Hitsville, New York company initially fell 46% Wednesday after it reported a surprise net loss of $252 million for the fourth quarter, and they also announced they're slashing the dividend. In the end, it closed the day with a 37% decline, and it was the largest one-day drop in the company's history. In order to understand why it's having trouble, you need to understand how banking works. Now, if the assets had been purchased by a major too-big-to-fail bank like Chase or Wells Fargo, nobody would have been even blinking at the larger loan loss provision. The surprise factor came from two opposing interpretations. One way to interpret the announcement is to say, okay, the loss provision is associated with only two assets. One is a co-op, which is not technically even a distressed sale, and the second one is an office sale that technically was underwater. Together, they represent the lion's share of the $185 million charge. By saying it's only two properties, it's like suggesting this is not a broad systemic risk, but isolated to two properties. But on the other hand, you could say, holy hand grenades, two properties resulted in a $185 million charge, and we know that a New York lender, where there's an incredibly high vacancy in the office sector and commercial in New York, we could definitely expect a lot more distress to eventually hit the banking sector, considering there's over 100 million square feet of vacant commercial space in New York. The small number of defaults suggests that this, in fact, could be the tip of the iceberg. So naturally, the stock market reacted negatively to the entire sector of mid-sized banks, and they seem to be treating them all as guilty by association with New York Community Bancorp. Well, this past week, the Fed also poured cold water on the notion of an interest rate reduction at the March FOMC meeting. They were pushing the higher-for-longer narrative again, while recognizing that rates were not likely to increase beyond the current levels. That would suggest that the mark-to-market declines in asset values on banks' balance sheets are going to persist for a lot longer. The bond market, on the other hand, has basically told the Federal Reserve that they don't believe what Chair Powell is saying. We've seen the yield on the 10-year Treasury fall throughout the week, even after the Fed announcement. And by Thursday morning, the 10-year Treasury was down to 3.85, down from 4.02 a day earlier. This deep yield curve inversion is a signal that the market is expecting the Fed to be forced to pivot because something bad is going to happen. Now, New York Community Bancorp has been left to its own devices to manage its liquidity. In the past, it was considered a healthy, well-managed bank. But as soon as it made the two large acquisitions, its peers had doubts. Accessing the Fed's discount window isn't really an option. There's too much of a stigma associated with it. And the Fed is on a PR campaign with the member banks reminding them, in fact even encouraging them, to use the Fed's discount window. but using the discount window has drawbacks that borrowing from other banks doesn't. And for New York Community Bancorp, that source of borrowing has dried up as well. Is it fair? Well, probably not. A shunning of a member bank by its peers is the first step in a run on the bank. It happens before the customers become aware of any weakness. It's basically those other banks treating it like a toxic asset. I expect we're going to see the next wave in the banking crisis in the coming weeks and months. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.